This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey, assures political stability and emphasizes tourism sector's development for economic growth. At least 700 people killed in Democratic Republic of Congo fighting since 26 January. And White House says Canada, Mexico and China to face tariffs on Saturday. Now the news in detail. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey, has said the incumbent government has been carrying out activities keeping the nation and people in center. At a program organized by Nepali Congress Baglung today, Minister Pandey, who is also the Nepali Congress leader, shared that country's development is the main focus of the government, mentioning that the national economy is gradually improving after the formation of the present government. Minister Pandey argued that the country could make headway to economic development through the development of tourism sector. On a different note, Minister Pandey said that there was no problem among the ruling partners as the incumbent government was formed to establish political stability. Likewise, in a different event, speaking at the inauguration of Ila Hotel and Resort in Baglung, Minister Pandey emphasized that the country's prosperity is achievable through tourism development. Minister Pandey praised the private sector's role in building tourism infrastructure and emphasized that economic growth can be achieved through public-private partnerships. Likewise, Minister Pandey stated that the government is working to create a favorable investment environment and that proper infrastructure is essential to attract more tourists. Furthermore, Minister Pandey added that the government is supporting the private sector in developing tourism infrastructure. A resolution motion on dignified menstruation has been registered in the Upper House. The motion introduced by lawmaker Madan Kumari Shah was registered in the National Assembly on the first day of the 17th session of the Upper House. It calls for the formation of necessary policies and revisions to existing ones to eliminate all forms of menstrual discrimination and establish dignified menstruation. The resolution states that menstruation discrimination persists and argues that such discrimination violates several fundamental rights guaranteed by the Constitution. The lawmakers argue that tolerating menstrual discrimination perpetuates imbalanced power dynamics and patriarchy. Various social organizations, including the Non-Governmental Organizations Federation Nepal Sarlahi Chapter, have urged the government to maintain the legal age for marriage at 20 years. It may be noted that the government has tabled an ordinance in the parliament to reduce the legal marriage limit age from existing 20 years to 18 years. Representatives of 15 community-based organizations in Sarlahi have jointly urged the government to withdraw the provision and keep the minimum age of marriage at 20 years. A team led by Lakshmi Singh, Central Member NGO Federation Nepal, submitted a memorandum to the District Administration Office Sarlahi, drawing the attention of the government towards the matter. A joint press release issued by the organization states that child marriage has a negative impact on the physical, mental and social lives of children as well as of adolescents. Former President Vidya Devi Bhandari has emphasized the need to embrace technology and innovation for development. Speaking at the Delta 5.0 National Level Technical Festival at Purvanchal Engineering Campus Dharan, former President Bhandari called engineering students the pillars of invention. Similarly, former President Bhandari said her focus is on education, healthcare, employment and tackling climate change. Former President Bhandari also encouraged students to apply their university learning to entrepreneurship and job creation. Highlighting Nepal's engineering legacy, former President Bhandari mentioned Ernico, who introduced the pagoda style to China in the 13th century, as an example of the country's rich heritage in art and architecture. Bagmati Province Chief Minister Bahadur Singh Lama has said the province government is working to ensure good governance, introduce new laws, and provide quality services. Speaking at the 7th anniversary of Bagmati Province, Chief Minister Lama emphasized the efforts to produce a skilled workforce by establishing a university in Hetauda. He added that corruption control, major infrastructure projects, and promoting agriculture and animal husbandry are also key priorities. Similarly, Bagmati Province Chief Deepak Prasad Devkota emphasized that federalism is essential for quality public services. Chief Devgota said effective planning and budget implementation are crucial for economic and educational progress. Likewise, Chief Devgota urged a focus on infrastructure and healthcare, adding that successful governance would strengthen support for federalism amid growing criticism. The Chitwan National Park is relocating rhinos within the park starting today. After the number of rhinos increase in the western region of the park, four rhinos are going to be relocated to the eastern region. A study had been conducted a few years ago to see the need and possibility of internally relocating rhinos. According to the park's chief conservation officer, Dr. Ganesh Pant, all preparation for the internal relocation have been completed. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. A small medical transport plane crashed into buildings in northeast Philadelphia, USA on Friday evening, setting homes and vehicles on fire. According to the BBC, several people on the ground were also injured. Jet Rescue Air Ambulance said that the aircraft was on a medical transport mission carrying four crew members, a child patient, and the child's escort. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro called it an awful aviation disaster and confirmed there would be losses. The child was receiving treatment in the U.S. for a serious condition as was returning to Tijuana, Mexico. Authorities have not confirmed fatalities. Emergency teams responded quickly and officials urged residents to avoid debris. The crash site is near Roosevelt Mall in a densely populated area. In a different incident, officials have recovered the cockpit voice recorder from the helicopter involved in Wednesday's crash at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport that killed 67 people in the USA. BBC reports that emergency teams will increase efforts over the weekend to recover debris from the site, and investigators are analyzing flight data but have not determined the cause. Meanwhile, in a different political development, U.S. President Donald Trump will impose tariffs on Saturday. The White House said 25% tariffs will be imposed on Mexico and Canada and 10% on China. President Trump stated on Friday that Canadian oil would face a lower 10% tariff, taking effect on 18th of February. Meanwhile, President Trump also plans future tariffs on the European Union, citing unfair trade practices. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the Canada and Mexico tariffs were a response to illegal fentanyl and undocumented migration. China, Canada, and Mexico are key U.S. trading partners, and the new tariffs may spark a trade war. Canada and Mexico have vowed to retaliate. At least 700 people have been killed and 2,800 injured in intense fighting in Goma, Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, since Sunday, 26th of January. United Nations spokesman Stephanie Duzarek said M23 rebels, backed by Rwanda, had captured North Kivu's capital and were advancing south toward Bukavu. The long-running conflict has escalated in recent weeks. M23 claims to fight for minority rights, but Democratic Republic of Congo's government says they seek control of mineral resources. Democratic Republic of Congo's military has set up defenses between Goma and Bukavu, with civilian volunteers joining. M23 has vowed to continue towards Kinshasa. South Kivu's governor said government forces were resisting the rebels, though independent verification is lacking. Ukrainian special forces in Russia's Kursk region say they have not seen North Korean troops for 3 weeks. A spokesman told the BBC they likely withdrew after heavy losses. Last week, Western officials reported that 1,000 out of 11,000 North Korean troops fighting for Russia had been killed in 3 months. North Korea and Russia have not commented yet. The Ukrainian spokesman only referred to areas where his forces were engaged but did not specify the front line's length. The New York Times reported that North Korean troops may return after more training. South Korean intelligence suggested they struggle with modern warfare, making them vulnerable to Ukrainian drone attacks. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The weather today will remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudur Pashchim provinces, with mist and fog in many places in the Tarai. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has stated that the weather in other provinces will remain mainly clear. Daily life is likely to be affected with mist and fog in some places in the Tarai and in Kathmandu. The division has thereby requested all to adopt necessary precautions as it may affect daily life, agriculture, health and transportation, including air flights. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey, assures political stability and emphasizes tourism sector's development for economic growth. At least 700 people killed in Democratic Republic of Congo fighting since 26 January. And White House says Canada, Mexico and China to face tariffs on Saturday. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.